Hey everybody, welcome back. It's time for a little more Inside Lion Athletics. Charlie Chitwood here. We're going to look at some basketball. We're going to look at some softball. Who knows what else? It's been a busy, busy week. Joining us first is going to be Valerie King, head coach of the Lion Women. Split a double, well, two games at home over the weekend and last Thursday. Coach, now it's out on the road pretty much for the rest of the month. The next 2 weeks are going to be a grind at Incarnate Word, at Houston Christian, at Lamar, and then at a Northwestern State team that's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, our hitting the road for really the first time. I mean, this will be the first time we've played two games on the road and stayed on the road all year. So, it'll be a challenge for our kids. We talked about it Saturday after our game here against RGV of, getting our heads right and making sure we're in the right space. And just taking care of business and taking it one game, one day at a time, and just knowing what we're going in to do.
There's just a huge mashup in the conference. McNeese is 6-1, leading everybody, but then RGV, Stephen F. Austin, whom the Lions have beaten, Northwestern and Lamar, all next at 5-2. And you're just two games back of all that big pack with UIW and Nichols in between you and them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, a lot of things can shake out in the standings, obviously, over the next few weeks. We're holding steady where we are. Obviously, things we've talked about in the past week or so, or the things that we need to improve on have taken, just taking care of the ball and just the every possession matters. I think that's kind of what why we are where we are right now. I think a couple possessions our way, a couple things we could have done differently. We're in a different spot, but you know what? We can't look back. We just got to look forward, and be able to fix those things, for our next few games.
Coach, you looking back over the last two, the win against the Islanders, the loss to RGV, and that the Rio Grande Valley game was so close. We haven't had a start to wire nail biter like that in a while. But there are so many little things that probably popped up on film afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I'm talking about with just possession by possession and making sure we're especially on the offensive end, taking care of the ball, making the right reads, being able to make layups, being able to make open shots, and not, I know I've said it two or three times, but just not turning it over when, we don't need to be pressing, and just running our offense. And then on the other end is just on defense, just not taking plays off. I think both games, I mean, overall, I thought we were really good defensively. We were really good on the boards both games. And it's, when it comes down to that, it's going to be a two or three possession ball game, and it doesn't take much to sway it one way or the other.
Alva Hedrich has been doing a dynamite job on the glass the last couple of games. Sometimes it just takes one huge game rebound and say, I can do this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think Alva knows she can do it. I think it's just her positioning and stuff, and just being a little bit more aggressive going to get the ball, and that's what she's done.
Coach, her role has changed from last year to this. She's not relied on to do any scoring business. It's just play defense and rebound, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we want her to score. I mean, she got some layups for us the other day, rolling in, catching. The guards did a really good job of finding her. I think she got an offensive rebound put back. I think she had four points in each game. She knows that's what we want, need, and want out of her. And she knows that what we need on the defensive end, and she's really stepped up in that spot. She's able to guard on the perimeter for us, which has been huge. Even if we have to switch her onto a guard at some point, she's been really good with that. But yeah, she's taken to it. She's been really good defensively, and obviously rebounding the ball.
When she had to switch out on a guard deep, it had an impact because you could see the guard starting to spot up for a three-pointer, and then Alva's there with her long arm stretched out. They changed their mind. Hey, how about life? You got kudos to all of your guards and the way they had to step in with the loss of Riza Poe. How is she? And do you have any timeline on when she might be able to come back?
She's making some really good strides. She's been able to do a few things the past couple of days. So, I think it's still day to day with her, with some pain tolerance and just making sure her strength is there in her shoulder. So, but she's been in doing some stuff for us.
Okay. Is that the shoulder thing? Is that a something that's going to be a pain to her the rest of the year, or
I mean, I think
who
it's,
knows?
yeah, you never know. I think it's based on each individual. If she gets hit again, if it happens again, I think, we could see some long-term effects from that. But right now, I think she's stable with where she is and trying to gain some strength back.
All right. Is there, does like Amaya, is she feeling any pressure to maybe score a little bit more? Some of that pressure probably coming internally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she should feel any pressure. I mean, against RGV, she was really good. She made the shots that she's been typically taking. So, I don't think it's any pressure. I think it's just, spread out and, we just have to have people step up.
All right, well, stepping up is going to be pretty quick because on Thursday evening down in San Antonio, UIW enters the game 6-8 overall, but they're just one game ahead of the Lions at 4-3. What are some of the matchups going to look like in that one?
They've got a big four and a big five player, so we'll have to strategically play like we've been doing, small to big, and kind of just see where the flow of the game takes us. I think we'll be able to press them a little bit. They've been averaging 20 plus turnovers the past 3 or 4 games. So when we're small, we're going to have to use that to our advantage, put some pressure on them, and try to turn them over and get some easy baskets.
All right, very good. What are you going to do with these kids? They just started class yesterday, or they've had one day of class, and now they're going to be gone basically for the next 2 weeks with the following road trip as soon as we get home.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously you can't do anything about it, but I mean, it's rough starting the semester like this, especially when we're gone for 3 days out of the week. So, our kids communicate well. Our Antonia Anderson in the academic center communicates well with all of our professors. So, we'll do as much stuff as we can on the road. We have plenty. We'll have plenty of time for study table and if they have Zoom stuff. So, I think we ended the fall semester with a 3.56. So, we've got kids that are, locked in on their school stuff. So I think we'll be okay.
All right, sounds good enough. Well, we'll try and be okay on the floor too Thursday evening, and that's a 6:30 tip off, I believe.
I think it's six.
Six, okay. Whenever it is, you always be sure to check at lionathletics.com for sure. But we'll be there and have it on 88.9 KETR. Coach, thanks a lot. We'll see you down in the Alamo City.
All right. Thanks, Shirley.
All right, we'll see you. Hey, everybody, we're back with more Inside Lion Athletics. We started with basketball. We're going to stay with basketball. Jarrett Von Rosenberg joins us now. Guys had a tough one last night at home. They were trying to get a sweep in the field house. But man, it was just a battle. And the guys did so much in that game last night. Coach, the only thing they couldn't do was get the lid lifted off the basket.
Yeah, really missed some opportunities offensively to take advantage of really a really solid defensive and rebounding effort that we had. Also created 10 turnovers in the first half. So coming off, we had I think all of our starters played 30 plus minutes on Saturday in a really a really solid performance outside of a few turnovers and missed free throws late in the game. But to come out and do the same thing and really compete on the defensive end, just unfortunate that we couldn't find the range from anywhere. Couldn't find it from 15 feet at the free throw line. Couldn't find it from 29 three or whatever it is on the 3-point line. And just missed layups and just missed a really good opportunity to have a defensive and rebounding performance like that and not come away with a win.
Coach, talk about how the guys are dealing with that because we said this right before. They played hard enough and well enough to win that game, except for that one little part. There's a lot of good that came out of this one.
Yeah, I just think the whole weekend was positive. But when you don't take care of home court, it puts a lot of pressure on your team. So that's the big negative from it. But hopefully our mindset and approach, I thought we had really good preparation. We really guarded their actions very well, and we executed offensively to get the shots that we wanted. We just we got to step up and make them.
All right, so we go out on the road for the next four. Yikes, it'll almost get us to the end of the month. Let's see. The Huskies are up first for you guys. How about them?
Every night in this league, it's going to be tough. And the one thing we have to do, and I'm sure all the coaches in the league are saying the same thing, is you can't look at the record and you can't look at the opponent you're about to play. You got to just prepare and get ready to play a competitive game. Every team, is going to have multiple losses by the end of this, from the first place team to the last place team, and you got to find a way. It's easier said than done, but to worry about the next opponent right in front of you. And obviously that's Houston Christian. They've struggled a little bit, but they're capable. I mean, they went on the road early in conference and won big games. So, they're capable of beating anybody. So we got to approach it that way. And we can't have a hangover from the offensive performance we had. And we got to just keep moving forward and continue to play good basketball. This whole thing is about getting in the conference tournament and playing well in 3 games in 5 days, whatever the case may be. And that's what our goals haven't changed, and that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, if you look at the standings, it's starting to get some separation. The top three teams, Nichols, SFA, and McNeese, have all had a loss. They're 7-1, I think. And then anybody else below them, and don't, it's not that those three teams can't be beaten by anybody else, but it's kind of a mosh pit in there.
No, exactly. Everyone in the league's beatable. We've already seen it. That's why I'm very optimistic about putting 2 games together like that from an execution standpoint. From a, just understanding how we want to play on both sides of the ball and really doing a nice job executing it. Even if you look at our UTRGV, we didn't shoot the ball. We shot it well, but we weren't incredible shooting that either. So, you talk about just continuing to show up and execute like that on both sides and play with that type of effort and intentionality. You do that, and I feel like we can beat anybody home or away in this league.
Coach, how do you like your rotation right now? Last couple of games, it's been pretty much eight, nine guys.
Yeah, that's what most teams get to. We've got a big body of work. There's other guys over there that will get opportunities, and we need them to be. We've stayed relatively healthy. We always got to be prepared for the other side of that as well. But guys keep showing up and going to work and rooting for each other's success, and we just don't know who it's going to be on a given night. And we really didn't have anyone show up offensively last night, and that's why you have an outcome like that. But we've got to continue the way we play offense. You've heard me say it multiple times. We need multiple guys in double figures. We're not relying on one or two people. We need the collective effort to be good, and we need guys to step up and produce offensively.
All right. Anything else about the trip? Oh, you got guys, they just started class as well. How's that bit of business going for them?
Yeah, well, it's the start, so not a lot of updates there. I know it's important. Guys have been off to get back in a routine, with new classes and not knowing, having different dates and times, just making sure they're getting in a good routine and settling in. Obviously, we're on the road here for the next 2 weeks, so it's going to be important that we handle that. And then the month of February, we're basically home the whole month. So, very interesting schedule. Just if it's very interesting. I'll just keep it there. So, but we have to handle it and get in a good routine and pattern and not allow, academics to slip or basketball to slip and kind of manage both of those things.
All right. Coach, thanks so much. A quick one after that game last night, but we move on and we'll see you in Houston on Saturday.
You got it. Go Lions.
All right, folks, stick around. More Inside Lion Athletics coming your way after this. Hey, folks, more Inside Lion Athletics. We go from indoors to outdoors. Well, kind of outdoors. It's still indoor track season, isn't it, George?
Yep. Ready,
George.
to get started.
Coach George Pinnock Lion track and field, and everything gets going for you two. And right away, heading up to Norman for an indoor meet against the Sooners and all their friends and neighbors.
Yeah, just excited. We got the kids back from break early January. Have a pretty solid 10 days of training under us just to kind of evaluate what we did while we're away, but we're really excited to get everyone on the bus and get there and compete.
There you go. The Lions are, I was afraid. I was thinking it's time for outdoor. I mean, we flipped the calendar, but just not quite, y'all. This is the real run-up now to the Nationals in March.
I think one of the things that's unique about our sport is, really, if you add cross country into it, we have three championships that we have to manage in one academic year. And I think all three do matter, but I think it's really hard to try to be a peak performer at all three. So that comes back on our coaching staff and just making sure that we're prepared in a way that allows us to perform when necessary and hopefully be at those championships. But ultimately, I think, everything leads towards an outdoor championship. Right,
Tell us a little bit about what your expectations are. I mean, it's not just about win and win and win, although it is, but it's still about improvement, development. And those things that get you ready for the big meet at the end.
I think through the last 3 years in our transition, we've had a team that's probably been a little bit on the older side, as Coach Rose says. And we've had a lot of talent in there and a lot of experience, and we've seen a lot of success because of some of those older guys. And as we've recruited Division One kids through that process, we got some younger ones now, and I think that I'm excited to see how they move through this process, and how they step up to that and contribute. We've put a lot of effort into kind of building the team out, maybe a bit more than we've seen in the past. We've put a lot of effort into building the women's team, and I think it's probably one of the strongest women's teams we've had in a little while, but maybe looks a little different than past teams. So just kind of excited to see how they all get together and how that meshes and how we develop as a team.
Coach, you touched on the recruiting part of it in there. How is your participation at the World Relay Games and coaching the Ghanaian squad? How's that help with recruiting?
I mean, I get a lot more likes on Instagram than I ever did before.
That's because you shave your beard off.
I'm probably up to about 15 followers now. But I think it helps, right? Anytime that you have something that's recognizable, anything that's on the world stage, the eyes are there. So it's opened some doors. It's opened doors all across the world to talk with people. And so I think we're going to be a team that continues to want to develop talent that's in this area. We've got some great recruits local coming in, but we'll support that and we'll bolster that with the best talent that we can get from wherever we can in the world.
When you go to see an athlete in person in a meet, There's kind of a wide diaspora. You can have some talented student athletes in the high school ranks, even in the small schools, and you may not see them necessarily until maybe the state tournament. But unless you just decide, hey, I'm in the neighborhood and I can see these guys run at this meet. Do you get too many of those?
Yeah, it's tough with such a long competitive season to be it as much as you really probably should. But you always make sure to calendar, some of the bigger ones, Texas Relays,
Sure.
UIL State Meet. We're fortunate that we host a UIL regional meet. There's three opportunities right there to kind of see, the cream of the crop typically. In those meets, but we'll try to venture out and probably see another 2 to 3 meets during the season, whether that's a 2A meet down the road or a 3A meet in the area, just to kind of see some of those diamonds in the rough, because they're definitely out there.
You know, when you develop one of those diamonds, is it a little bit easier with just the runners rather than those that are in the field events, tossing, jumping, where there's so much more mechanics involved?
I don't know if easier is the right word. I'm fortunate I got a great staff that understands this and understands the development of it. The Ushan Pereiras of the world, the 7'5" high jumpers are doing the exact same thing more or less as our 6'8" high jumpers. And so it's just a helping them understand why we're doing what we do, and how we do what we do, that really kind of spurs that development along the way. So I think we do a good job of that. I don't know if it's harder in one event than in another. They're just different.
Sure. Okay. How about the composition of the team this year? With the fall and the distance running mostly behind you, is where are you strongest, and where have you worked to build up so it's right behind it?
Yeah, I think we've always been a program that's probably a little bit more speed power based. That's true of a lot of places in Texas. I think that part of the weather, the people here tend to be fast, tend to be explosive. So I think we will continue to be good there. I think we've put some emphasis on, bringing in some pole vaulters that we believe can score. Continue to bring in some good heptathletes, decathletes. And then also just add a little more support to that distance squad. Some of those are the real diamonds in the rough, kind of locally. There's some really good kids around that just take some time to develop. I don't know if you saw one of our former alumni, a walk-on, Casey Novello, Dallas Marathon 2 weeks ago, went from being a college walk-on to running 2:28 in a marathon, which is, pretty close
That's
to being. It's definitely more than a hobby jogger. It's not quite,
elite.
yeah, not quite, elite elite, but that's something that not many people can do. So, I'm really proud of what we've been able to do distance wise, but also want a lot more for that area because I think there's so much talent around here.
Okay. What's a track meet road trip look like for the Lions? You know, basketball, they go on the road, they go to the gym, have a shoot around the day before or a practice. They go back in the morning and have another shoot around, and then it's game day. Y'all don't go out and run practice laps, do you?
Yeah, it's a well, I
You
mean,
want to get familiar with the track, yes.
yeah, it depends a little on travel and facilities, but this week for Oklahoma, we'll hop on the bus middle of the day, get to Norman, we'll go straight to the facility, have a light practice at the facility, get to the hotel, let the kids, put feet up, relax for a little. Have a team meal at the hotel, have a team meeting. And then, typically our hotel looks like a training room, everyone kind of getting ready to race and feel good. And, that's kind of the night before. The day of is probably what's different than a lot of sports, just depending on what an athlete's doing at that meet, what that meet schedule looks like. There's probably 3 to 4 different shuttles leaving the hotel at different times through the day. different meal times for different groups of people. And so as individual as it gets, we still try to keep it about the team. So yeah, nothing like a basketball game.
No, not at all. Hey,
A lot longer, that's for sure.
y'all went to the OU meet last year. How did re refresh everybody's memory a little bit about that and what you're hoping to see this time?
Oh man, I have to refresh my own memory. There's some morning sections for certain events, and you know, those they call them morning sections, and then the afternoon there's some elite sections. You know, we ended up winning one of the morning sections on the women's side in the 400. We had some really good marks in the long jump. I believe our high jumper Veronica Kramarenko last year, at that time, was a top 15 NCAA high jump mark. And then, you know, Enoch Fosu-Hine, if I remember right, ran a really good 60, probably won the event, if I remember right. But yeah, it was just an overall good meet. You know, I always say the less I can remember about the meet, probably the better that it actually was.
It you didn't have anything bad to hang on to. That's what it
No,
is.
no.
That's great. Well, Coach, hey, it's welcome back to the show. We haven't seen you in a while, and good luck this weekend up in Norman. I know everybody's antsy to get out of practice and into competition.
No doubt.
All
All right.
right.
Thanks, Charlie.
Well, we're going to line up here, folks. One more to go. We'll be back with more after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back for some more Inside Lion Athletics. Charlie Chitwood here. We're about to wrap it all up, but hey, we got to talk to a friend we haven't seen in a while. Head coach Brittany Miller, Lions softball. And coach, we know it must be softball season because temperature just dropped down into the 30s again.
Yes, it did. We started practice and it's been the coldest that it's been.
That's all right. How's everything going so far? Fresh faces, returning faces, you got plenty of both.
Oh yeah, came back. They actually came back ready to go, hit the ground running, and second day of practice today. So we're excited, out doing what we need to do.
Well, I saw Avi Mehta's got a few of your charges helping him out with basketball inside. They were in there just to thaw out, right?
Oh, yes.
So the schedule has been released not too long ago, and glancing through that, y'all got some just bang up matches set up all year long. And how many games?
Yeah, we got 54 games slotted for the season, and our preseason has a good mix of competition. It's going to test us early on and, prepare us for conference. So we're excited about it.
You've got a lot of regional action. You have, let's see, and you're going to be hosting quite a bit too. All those teams that come from where it's too cold to play outside.
Oh yes, we're hoping for good weather those 3 weekends as we host those teams from up north and have some good competition before we go down to California and be in the Judy Gardman, which is a good tournament to test us before we get into conference.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that tournament in a little bit. It is loaded. We'll have to muscle up for it. But you start out, the first game is less than a month away. February 6th, you're having the East Texas A&M lead off, and that's going to include your squad, Bucknell, St. Bonaventure. You'll probably get Michael Falern to come over and see some friends. And then South Dakota State and Texas Southern is going to be a part of that.
Yes.
A good little group.
Yes, it's a good start off tournament for everybody and be able to get our feet wet and ready to go.
All right. The very next week, you're going to do it again and have Southeastern Missouri, Grambling, and Marist, and even Little Rhodey will come down, Rhode Island,
Yes.
and Jackson State. You starting to get some teams that spent a little time in the NCAAs too last year. From that first tournament, San Diego State was in their conference final. They didn't go to the NCAAs, but Marist, Jackson State, both made appearances there. How's that little bracket going to work out?
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good mix of teams and give us a chance to see some teams that have played postseason. And since we're eligible for postseason, give us an idea of what we need to be aiming for as we move forward.
You know, Coach, drawing in all the teams coming in for these multi-team events, that's got to help everybody around the area too. Makes you popular with some hotel keepers.
Oh, yes. People are excited when we bring people in, so that's good.
So, how much work? I mean, how much do you have to get ready for? I know you've got help behind you on putting events together, but you've got some involvement.
Oh yeah, we got to get the teams here. We got to, make sure we're communicating with them, and we have good support staff that kind of keep everybody in line, and everybody does their part as they come in. And people like to come here because, runs smoothly, and we have, we're good hospitality. So support staff really does help with a lot of that.
Okay, excellent stuff. North Texas, St. Thomas, the Tommies. And well, never mind. The St. Thomas Tommies, that's another story. But you got Southern University in the last Lion Classic to kind of get you near the end of February. But that Judy Garman Classic, holy moly, Florida, UCLA, Oregon State, Seattle, and let's see, LMU, that's Loyola Marymount, right?
Yes.
You got two teams that played in the final eight last year, Coach.
Yes. It's good. It's good competition. It's good for the girls. It's good for recruiting. In order to be at the end, you got to be able to play the teams that are going to be at the end. And so, for us, we got to be able to see that, and we got to challenge ourselves. If we play a schedule that's, less than, then we don't really give them a good sense of where we need to be at the end of the year. So come, the end of May, this is where we want to be. We want to be playing against those teams in the NCAA tournament. And again, the only way to get there is to play those teams.
When you come back from the Garmin Classic, you're pretty much all conference all the time, except for that one little date on March 11th. On the way down to A&M Corpus, somebody flagged you down and said, "Hey, let's play a game. It's the
Oh, yeah.
University of Texas."
Yes, we're going to go down and play Texas on the way to Corpus and break that trip up a little bit. And again, it's a good challenge. We tend to play top teams, and we're going to continue to do that as we keep growing and, getting stronger and getting better. And so it's good competition kind of in the middle right there. And then, finish out with conference and, get ourselves ready for conference tournament.
All right, Coach. Tell us a little bit about this team. You've got returners, saw Charlie Anger among others. But what about some of the newcomers? You trying to build up some more and have an improvement on last year.
Oh yeah, we got, our returners coming back are hungry. They've been working on building this for the last, 2, 3 years, and so they're hungry to come out as juniors and seniors and, start moving the direction that we want to at a faster pace. So we're excited about them, and we got a bunch of returners coming back with, 6 new freshmen, and we got a bunch of transfers that came in and are excited and hungry, and they're all working hard to be where we need to be come February. So, we're hitting the ball well right now. Our pitchers are coming in and doing what they need to do. We're going to scrimmage a little bit at the end of this week and, really see, get a good gauge where we're at.
Any amongst the newcomers, any names that people won't be surprised to hear much of after they've seen them play?
Zoe is coming in. She's a freshman infielder, middle, that is going to get a lot of time for us, and excited about where she's at. Our transfers, we got Madison and Jessica that'll be in the circle for us a little bit and contribute that way. But all around, everybody that came in is going to have a role. We got a fairly small roster in a lot of senses, so everybody's going to have a role and embrace their role.
Where did y'all focus your attention, or was it just kind of an overall blanket to lift everything?
We always gonna try to elevate everywhere. Obviously, we needed some pitching, so we got some pitching that came in. We added another catcher with Gracie, which we're excited about her. And some of the people from last year that are returners that didn't get a lot of time, because of whatever, have come in and stepped up. So we're excited about them.
All right. Is anybody? Go ahead, Coach.
You're good.
That's all right. Has anybody been able to hit coach yet? That's what we want to know.
No, we haven't tried that one yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll wait and see that. We still want to see you versus Coach Bruiser, and let y'all put on a little pregame or postgame exhibition, whichever way you want to go.
Oh yeah.
All right, classes started. You have that to deal with just to make sure everybody's getting their business tended to early. How'd all that go?
Oh yes. We're good academically. We're excited. We had, the 3.0 the other night, from last semester, and I think almost all of our kids were there, so we're in the right direction.
That's okay. There were a bunch of them were at the basketball game last night being recognized for all that work. So good
Yes.
on them and good on y'all. Well, Coach, we'll let you go. You got warm up first off after having an early frostbite practice out
Yes,
there. But
good.
Lion fans will want to pay attention because the calendar's rolling around February 6th. Just 1 month away, and at 3:45, just so everybody knows, first pitch against Bucknell. Those are beautiful words. First pitch. Let's let them go.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks a lot. We're going to Lions up here, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Inside Lion Athletics. We're off on the basketball trails, and we'll see you again next week.